Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we start the show, just want to make sure everyone checks out our blog at divaofdole.com, and also we're also on Blog Talk Radio, where we archive all our shows every week and our interviews that we do with the soap stars. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we have a we're on Facebook at Diva Days of Our Lives, and there's also a fan page under Carrie Mesner, Diva Days of Our Lives, and we're on Google and iTunes. So a lot of places to check us out. So joining me tonight is Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. And you're where on Twitter? Where can we find you?
I'm at Kazi Hooch.
Okay, and I'm Mary Ann, and I'm hosting the show tonight with Anna, and I'm at mama_hooch, and Carrie, I don't know, I think she might be calling in tonight. She's at Diva of Dole on Twitter, and there's also at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, but I think they're mostly on Facebook now. I don't know. I have not seen them on Twitter in a long time, so... But be sure to follow them. I think they're still there, though. And also at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis. And also at Guilt Trip USA. Can't forget Ian. Ian
yes,
Buchanan. But he's at Guilt Trip USA. Yes. Yeah.
Our very safe.
Yeah. He's on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
Meeting out there. So you have to check him out. So the show's been
are
very good.
Are we yawning already?
Yes, well, yeah, that
already,
too.
Are we starting out yawning already?
It's every Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Oh,
gosh. But anyway.
Yeah,
it
has been
have
good.
You thought the
it
show's been good?
Good?
It has been based.
Yeah.
Yeah, the writing's been very good. And storylines keeping me interested. And actually, pretty much all of them have been whole show's been pretty good.
Even ones that I didn't really like, the pairing or whatever, it's still there's some sort of something to kind of keep you sort of engaged, even if you're not like a big fan of that particular pairing or something.
And the one storyline I think that's really going to be good, and it's really good, is the Kyriakos Demira war that started this past couple days, Thursday, Friday, with Deimos and Andre. They had explosive scenes on Friday, arguing and fighting, and it was really good, some really great lines.
Oh, man.
And just seeing Vincent Arizari and Teo Penglis in scenes together is just like, like I say, it's like Andre and Deimos in the same room, lock me in and, like, throw away the key. Oh, my God. It's just like, I'd be in heaven. But
You might as well.
Yeah. What's that?
And throw away their shirts as well when you're locked.
Whatever. Just don't. I don't want to leave. Don't let them out or whatever. Yeah. But the fight was hot. You know. But anyway, the whole storyline is kind of pretty good. And Kate also figures kind of into this whole storyline too with the Demiras and the microchip. It started out that the Hernandezes stole it from the Demiras and hid it in the purses that they were smuggling in through Titan shipping to the Kyriakos without them knowing. And then it got he lost the one microchip because it was in Gabby's purse. So then they're trying to get it back. So then I guess it ended up they did get it back. Dario got it back from Gabby. And then I guess Kate had a lunch date with Eduardo. And we thought she took, you know, she was in there and she took something from his office, but I guess there was nothing on it because it was the wrong one. Here we thought Kate had got it back for Andre in the Damaris.
Oh, no.
But she didn't, because it was, Eduardo thought that he figured it out, and he confronted Kate, and she told him, no, she did not have it. Someone else beat her to it. And here we found out it was Deimos that found out and took it. Huh. And Andre found out about it and went to confront Deimos. So now Deimos is in control of this microchip. It's supposed to be some breakthrough technology that can detect something on security cameras, decode something or whatever. But then Andre ran out of cash to actually get it to work. So that's but he wants it back. And anyway, so he confronts Deimos, and they're going at it. And yeah, there's some really good lines. And then Gabby calls Chad to come and break this up. And she said, your brother's over here, and it's getting really hot and heavy over here. And so she comes over, and then Chad comes in, and Deimos says something to Andre like, oh, you have little brother coming to like save you or something. Is he going to take you out for ice cream or something? And he must have said, oh no, you've been bad because, you know, you've come here and started this. And Andre says something to the effect, which is everyone was saying, it's like the line of the day. He said, because some bitch stole my toys. Yeah, that's what he said to Deimos after Deimos said, you know, you've been a bad, you know, more like a bad boy or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You come over here starting a fight or whatever. And he says, that's because some bitch stole my toys. And just the way he delivered it, it was so funny. And then Deimos and him are getting into it. Like, you know, they're like, he says, you know, you can't intimidate me, and I'm going to get you back. So we do see kind of like Andre got back because Deimos got a call, and one of their ships got blown up. One of their shipping things or their ship, whatever, with cargo on it got blown up. So I guess Andre is taking revenge on Deimos. So it's you know, the whole Hernandez, Kriarkas, and Amira kind of trying to outdo each other.
Yeah,
and Kate was kind of involved in that because she kind of was using Eduardo, you know, to get the thing. And she thought she got it back, but here she didn't. And Deimos had beat her to it, so those were good. I don't know if you saw that. If you didn't see it on, if you get a chance, watch that on Friday.
Yes, I'm gonna have.
And Kate did that with Andre. Andre has scenes with Kate. Oh, and Dario puts a gun to his stomach too, and was threatening Andre. So there were some good scenes with them too. And Andre and Deimos.
Their stomach. Bare stomach or shirted?
No,
stomach?
No. Unfortunately, no. He had his suit on, which looked very good in his suit.
Yeah.
So did Vince. I mean, they're good together. They need to have more scenes with them too. So I think those.
Oh yeah.
That should be good. So I'm really liking that storyline. So is there any?
Well,
I know you said you watched.
So Deimos is the one that intercepted and got the
has the microchip now. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't like the whole Deimos and Nicole filling each other up every 5 minutes and all. I don't like that stuff so much. But I guess is his plan, because I thought he was gonna make Nicole hate him so that he could then make distance so that she could have a baby. But so far, he's acting like he's going to end up, like, what's he going to do? Like, put Nancy and Chloe on a ship and send them out to sea, never to be heard from again, and then take the baby?
He's still trying. He has somebody get the DNA from the baby.
I'm like, what amateurs? This is Salem. How many weeks does it take to get, you know, DNA from somebody who's in a, you know, they're trying to get it from the baby? Is that right?
Yeah. To prove that it's, you know,
that
it's
really
Nicole.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And every time
people,
somehow
this
Nancy.
Is Salem.
Yeah, and somehow Nancy pops in all the time and is like thwarts that, you know.
Oh.
And so when Nicole and Deimos get engaged, she gets an engagement ring. In fact, he wakes the jeweler up in the middle of the night. Special jeweler.
Oh.
He made it worth her while. And she brings out these rings, and Nicole picks the one that she wants. And did you see where Chloe woke up? Finally woke up from her coma.
I saw that she was awake,
that was
but I
on
didn't
Friday.
See where she actually woke up. But.
Yeah, that was Friday, and she woke up. And at first I thought, and it kind of seemed like she wasn't going to remember that Nicole was the mother. Like, she's going to wake up with no memory of that. But she does. She does remember that. And Nancy is encouraging her. You have to now tell Nicole before Deimos does. You know, you don't want Nicole to find out that way. You need to tell her, and we need to resolve this. So Chloe leaves the hospital when she shouldn't have, but she left the hospital and went over to the Kiriakis mansion. And, you know, Nicole's so happy to see her, and they're hugging, and Nicole crosses her arms, and Chloe looks down and sees the engagement ring.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, now she's going to probably not tell Nicole again. Like, how many times has people been ready to tell Nicole about the baby? So that's kind of, you know, how that ended. So we still, you know, Nicole still doesn't know.
Oh,
so I don't know how long they're going to drag this out.
Lord.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know. So I don't know what's going to happen with Deimos and Nicole. But anyway, that's kind of where that's kind of at.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw the Kiriakis Mansion got redecorated.
They got new furniture.
It's all new.
Yeah, they got new furniture.
New furniture.
Yeah.
Upgrade. Yeah, white couch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had Victor and Maggie kind of talking about it. They were playing Scrabble. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see
it? She was trying to get him to say something about it. You know, wasn't she trying to get him to get enthusiastic about it or something?
Yeah, about the new furniture, and he's like, he didn't look thrilled at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And they were playing Scrabble when she was beating him or something. Yeah, so that's cute. And I think that the Mirror Mansion's supposed to get an upgrade, too, although it didn't look like it yet. But I think they're supposed to, you know. And I don't know if you caught it, and it was Lauren and Deidre had a tour for their 13,000 episode.
Oh,
they had a
tour,
and they actually took you behind the scenes.
I've heard it's really good, but I have not seen it yet.
It's really good. I mean, they really take you into every set.
How
fun. Showed you know how things are done. They were in the showed the dressing room, the makeup room.
Oh, neat.
They showed Deidre's. They were in Deidre's dressing room, and they were asked what people had submitted questions over Facebook, and it was a live Facebook thing. And they were taking people's questions.
I didn't even know it was going on, and so it was over by the time I realized.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to do.
Yeah, it was live,
but
I didn't see it live.
Yeah,
I saw it on the video. Yeah. And, they showed the Kiriakis Mansion, and they showed the hospital-like setting and what it actually looks like and how it's just this little small.
Very
so
cool.
It's kind of
–
it was very cool for people that haven't gotten a chance to see the day
Big
set.
Big fans.
Yeah. And I think they had other people. I didn't get to watch them all. I think they had Christian Afonso and Mary Beth Evans.
Oh, neat.
And then they had, I think, another one, I think, with Billy Flynn and Camilla and Martha.
That's
a
great idea.
Yeah, so that was, it was a good idea.
It's a great way to engage the fans and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So that was fun to watch, so.
I'm glad
anyway,
you mentioned that, because
so
I did want to go back and see that.
Yeah, you'll have to go, go back.
Oh, let's see. Well, there was a lot of, there was a lot of Abigail trying to...
Abby and Chad were kind of bonding.
Yeah, and they were.
Do you like them together?
They're
kind of
I didn't at first, but I do now. I think I'm. It's like
yeah,
at first
she's a good
I was
actress.
Not seeing it, but I'm starting to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a good job of
yeah.
building up. I think
they're slowly.
So,
yeah, she and it,
yeah.
it's understandable.
Like,
it would
like
take
that.
A while.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I did like Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did like Gabby and Chad, too.
Yeah, I do, too. That's what makes it a good triangle, I think. because mm-hmm. it's like and, both of them can be viable, yeah. you know, options.
Mm-hmm. And did you see the friendship and maybe
oh.
it could be between Abby and Dario?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
you see that? Yeah, because, you know, they had
it,
that little
I,
encounter, but
yeah.
there was a thing today that they ran into each other in the park and they kind of, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
they were teasing and like there was a flirtatious
yeah.
thing going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know
a nice
if they're thinking
man.
Of ever going that.
Who wouldn't?
Oh,
who wouldn't
yeah,
flirt
I,
with him?
I like Dario. You know.
No, I think he's kind of underutilized
the edges,
in the romantic department.
Uh-huh.
oh.
Yeah, he's another so. One that's being wasted. You know, no
mm-hmm.
romance there for him. So. But yeah, so that's kind of going on there, and then of course we
I
have chap.
I saw the scenes where Gabby, or when was Gabby that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Where Gabby got mad at
Gabby?
Her dad. Was that this week?
Yeah.
Or last week.
Yeah, well, she overheard
Gabby
that they're
figures
up
out,
no good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that they're into something
furious
illegal.
Furious with them, and like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
then
so
JJ's investigating all this stuff in the dock
oh, yeah.
that went down with the microchips.
And he's,
so
I guess
he's
trying
to
get with her to tell her, but she keeps putting
yeah.
him off, like, you know.
Right. He says, I want more or less to warn you that, you know, that your dad and brother were, you know, investigating them, and he doesn't want her to get caught up in it, but she
right.
already knows something's going on, so she's
mm-hmm.
kind of getting defensive, but. She doesn't want
mm-hmm.
him to know, and she goes and tells
right.
Dario that now that about JJ
oh,
investigating them, and he better watch out.
Oh.
So she's
oh,
keeping
boy.
The secret. For, oh, and Abigail knows mm. too about the you know about what Dario did with the microchip. She knows
oh.
that he took from. So she's keeping that secret from Chad. So that could all blow
oh,
up
man.
In her face.
All
you know,
kinds
secrets,
of secrets.
You know, secrets in Salem. Yeah,
secrets in Salem have a way of blowing up.
Yeah.
So. But let's see. So they have that. And actually, I have to admit, it's taken me a really long time, but I actually have enjoyed, like, the Jade stuff with her baby, you know, her losing the baby.
Oh, yeah.
And her finally kind
yeah,
of, her finally,
I like feel, her.
Finally,
mm-hmm.
finally feeling a part of the Brady family and finally
Brady
feeling
family.
Starting to feel a little bit secure. And then
mm-hmm.
she loses the baby and she thinks that's, you know, that's the end of it because that was the only reason why they cared about her or whatever. And Joey was
right.
talking, you know, he's been
yeah.
really sweet mm-hmm. to her and everything. So he
uh-huh.
talked to Kayla and asked if she could still stay with them because, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, so anyway, so I thought that was sweet. I know they're mm-hmm. changing actresses at some point, but I think she's really good.
Yeah.
She's made me, she's drawn yeah. me in. I mean, cause I was totally tuned out when they were on the run. I hated that part of the story. So I really
right.
was tuned out during that time, but I've really been more pulled in, you know, recently with this part of the story. So anyway, and then so I don't know where that leads. I don't know if there was anything else on that at the end of the week, but
no. Although then you know
okay.
that's about kind of where it is, and it's been just interesting to see if this next actress is as good as what this.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
for this Jade
she's
character
really
and how long she'll stay
yeah.
around. So
yeah,
that will be interesting to
mm-hmm.
see.
It's so hard.
And then we had,
it takes, yeah, mm-hmm. it's like hard for us to get to like a new character or an actor. And so it's kind of a shame
mm-hmm.
when we start to finally do it and they're going to be changing because she's leaving to do some other show or something, I think. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Good for her.
And then we have, yeah, then we have Steve, Marlena, and Paul
yeah.
going to Prague to deciding a Stefano. And then we see Paul and Marlena, and they're in this cafe, outdoor cafe, and there's a man sitting there, looks like, and all of a sudden there's gunshots. And they duck.
Yeah.
Well, here, that's how we find out about Anna DeMera's there.
Anna DeMera's
and Marlena
back.
Runs
yeah.
into, yeah, Anna DeMera's back. And it was great to see Leanne Hunley. She looks beautiful as
mm-hmm.
ever.
Sure.
And it's so funny that they're making her, like, you know, Anna was kind of a flighty character anyway. Kind of
yeah.
flighty, kind of off the wall.
But they're kind of demeaning.
But she
they're
always
kind
had
of
a smart
her,
business
though.
Sense.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like making it more than that, more
like
crazy,
she's crazy
and like
or
over the
yeah.
top. Like she's crazy, yeah. Like she's like lost her mind.
I don't
because,
know if I like
that
very much, but
yeah,
I
know. And But it was kind of funny because she's carrying Tony around with her.
I like the comedy relief part. I just don't know.
Yeah,
the more the week got into it, the more they were bad mouthing her, and even Carrie.
Yeah, even
was
Steve
being mean to her.
Barely knows her. Well, he knows her, but
yeah.
Yeah, and even Carrie and Austin were getting on. Oh, mother, you're doing this again,
yeah.
And we're going to put you away in
yeah.
a more like threatening to put her away in a home, and it's like, oh, Carrie,
yeah.
go back to wherever. Carrie and Austin
yeah.
annoy me anyway, but I'm not a fan. But
yeah,
anyway,
so
they're okay.
So I don't know. Maybe
I don't get
okay
that excited,
it kind of bothered me mm-hmm. that.
But it was funny that she was carrying Tony around because she kept saying, "Well, Tony and I are going to like go after stuff." It kind of, and I think got people's hopes up that, oh, maybe Tony's alive. Well, no, Tony's
yeah.
in on their
no,
own in
Tony's
her purse.
Tony's being carried around. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Tony's being carried around.
Being carried
of course,
around,
you know, Damaris
yeah.
can still always come back to life. Look at Stefano.
Oh,
supposedly
sure.
alive again.
Sure. I still say down the line it would be
never
great to have Tony
never.
Come back.
Never.
Have Tony and
yeah,
Andre on at the
never.
Same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be fun.
DNA can
that's,
always
that's always
be...
a possibility. Yeah. yeah. Look, Stefano's still alive. Come on. Really?
I
after
know, really. Exactly.
All those bullets, remember, I hope they do something that's just like, this is really... far-fetched.
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
yeah.
so that's where we are with that. They're still on the hunt for Stefano over
Stefano.
There. And I don't know how long Anna's been, you know, how
yeah.
long Anna's going to be on. But we do need to, and I tweeted this out there about, you know, we still need to have Leanne Hunley and Teo Penglis have some scenes together, and we need her to run into Andre, and she could she could kiss Andre just to make sure.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that it's not Tony. Yeah. You know? So.
Yeah.
Because all she has to do is kiss him. Well, yeah. Of course, she was a little confused.
They absolutely need to have scenes.
Yeah.
I hope they don't leave that out.
Yeah.
I hope they. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. They absolutely have to run into each other.
Yeah.
yeah. So we have to have that happen. So, I'm waiting for that to happen.
Maybe that's why, you know, maybe I'm hoping they're demeaning Anna's character for a reason, like maybe eventually she runs into him and thinks he is Tony or something. But
mm-hmm.
I don't like the way they are making her seem like she's like this bad person. I mean, it's always been kind
mm-hmm.
of a comic relief
mm-hmm.
angle, and I like that part. I just think that
yeah,
I mean, I thought it was especially bad.
Yeah, Calliope
I thought it was especially
too.
Bad with Carrie. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know that she's closer
yeah.
to Marlena because Marlena raised her, but still, it's like
right.
she was so nice. She was so warm to Marlena, and you know, and Anna saw that. You know, she saw her relationship
mm-hmm.
with. And it's like that's hurtful, you know. So anyway, I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings. I think Diva Carrie was saying she's not liking that either. So I don't know. I'm trying to trust the writers.
Because the last time Anna came back, they didn't portray her like that. They didn't portray.
I know.
You know. Yeah, she helped
maybe
with the baby,
because she's
but they
still
didn't portray
Tony.
Her.
Missing Tony. Yeah.
Missing Tony.
Well,
yeah, that's
and,
what it is. They say.
And I guess
they're making
you know,
oh, mom, something's wrong.
There is a good point that you know she did participate in that whole kidnapping thing too that we forgot about. It's funny because that's the first reference we've had in a long time to that. And that was Dena Higley's story, umbrella story that she
mm-hmm.
wrote, was the baby
right.
kidnapping deal. So it's
mm-hmm.
kind of interesting there. But I don't know. Anyway, just an aside.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how much longer Anna's going to be
yeah.
on and what's all going to happen
yeah.
if she can come back to Salem. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
That
has to happen. Oh, then we had Patty breaking Hope out of prison by knocking her out, putting her in a dumpster, and getting her friend or the friend that worked at the prison, the guy that I guess had a crush on her, she has a crush on him or whatever, and so
she turned on her
Hope,
charm.
You know, yeah, and then Hope, you know, Hope comes too, and then thinks this guy's in the plot to like, you know, get her. So she like knocks him out finally she gets, she passes out cold and the guy runs away. And then you see this person come in this leather jacket, black, all in black and pick her up. And
oh boy.
I don't know if anybody knows, but there is a spoiler out there that it's Eric. That's how Eric returns.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
It's in the promo. Carrie has it on the blog.
Awesome.
That there, you see Eric in a room with Hope, and she's saying, "How did you get out of prison?" or something. So they're both kind of, I don't know, escaped or whatever.
Interesting.
And then there's the new cop or the new DA or whatever that's on there. I forget what his name is. And he's out to get Hope. And he came to the Brady Pump.
The guy
And Sierra was there.
The investigator guy or whatever?
I think he's like the head.
Yeah, he tried to.
I think he's now. He's the head detective or something.
He did a search of the Brady Pub. To see, because he
Sean
figured maybe
Sierra
she had escaped there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a little bit of Sierra on there, and I think there hasn't been too much with Theo and Abe and all that storyline. That really wasn't on at all this week, so I don't know what's going on with that. That's still kind of out there. So it's like mainly the Hattie one, and then we have to give Diva Carey credit for Latin.
Yeah.
If anybody watched the show last week, she predicted or she said, what if Hattie's Elfie, the guy that kind of set her up and got her in prison, was Andre? So we this week it was Andre.
Yes,
Hope was trying
to
get all this information from Hattie because she wants to help her get out of prison. So she wants to find this Elfie. So she says, this guy, he's like a real charmer, and he has an accent, and he carries pocket watch all the time. And then as soon as she says they had the pocket watch, they flip the scene to Andre, Andre takes out this pocket watch and looks at it. And so then Hope calls this place and said, it's a really rare watch, and all these people that bought it. And Andre DeMiro was one of the names. So Hope kind of putting two and two together. Elfie Andre, you know. So she called
that
it.
That was hilarious.
And there was no
spoilers
out there.
Carrie definitely called it. She nailed it. Because I wasn't even thinking about that. It hadn't even entered my mind. So.
No.
So good job, Diva Carey.
Because I don't think there was, I didn't see any spoilers out there for it. So, so good for her.
Yeah.
So I don't know how all that's going to play out now with all, you know, he's involved in that somehow. So I don't know what Hattie's going to,
he'll
get Hattie out. Yeah. If those two would meet up. And it's with him and Deidre, too, they're always good to see together,
you know.
And then there's Omar. And then Roman, she likes Roman. She has a crush on Hattie. Has a crush on Roman. That's cute.
What does she call him, Mr. Roman, or what is it? She has some
Mr.
funny
Roman.
Mr. Roman.
Yeah, Mr. Roman. Mr. Roman. Yeah. So.
Well, what was I? Because I wasn't watching back. I don't think when Hattie made her first appearance when Deidre's twin sister played
her.
What was her basic story, not like, you know, go in detail, but what was the basic storyline with that?
Well, Stefano was using her for something too. I can't remember, but she was kind of working for Stefano, but I'm not sure.
I don't know what story that was.
I can't remember.
I had taken a break from days for many years.
I don't know if, I think Jen's in the chat room. I don't know if she knows or not what Hattie did before. Because I know, because she has a history with Stefano, too. So, and she kind of used her.
But
so,
you would think.
I forget.
Oh, well, I just was curious. Because I was thinking you would think that she would know about Andre then, but I guess not.
I don't know if Andre Andre probably wasn't around at that time, or Tony. She might have been on at the time Tony or Andre was not on, as I'm thinking, maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe so.
Because
you
would think, otherwise she would have thought he was like Tony, you know what I mean? She knew who he was, I guess. So
yeah. Yeah, that was what I was curious about. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
but
was
yeah, I would just
that
like to see a confrontation between Hattie and Andre,
yeah.
You know, and her go after him like
oh, that would be hilarious.
You know, if he gets out of prison. Oh
yeah,
yeah. It would be.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah. That would be fun. I'll bet they would have fun with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
I'm trying to think what it's well the whole thing with Sonny and Paul, but they're yeah. And then Sonny's trying to figure out what's going on. He's trying to make it a legitimate business and Deimos is, you know. But Sonny has kind of, you know, I think he's kind of getting into like being not so good either anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna have that potential. Oh, okay. I know. The whole thing with Adrian and
yeah.
Kate and that, but there wasn't anything on this
yeah.
week about that.
Yeah,
but there's still
yeah.
that storyline to go into.
Yeah, I love that.
With like Lucas, Justin, and Adrian, and her and Kate now becoming friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. So.
Yeah.
Anything
well,
else?
All
I don't
I
know.
Think
boy,
of.
I don't know if we've. I think that's about all that's been going on. I know it's been a real good show, and there was previews coming up, and I know that I saw the previews with Eric is back this week. So I don't know what's going on
nice
with that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go anywhere with Nicole and him or not, or if she's going
to.
I doubt she's going
to
end up with Deimos.
They end up with Brady and Nicole.
Yes,
I would love that.
Like Brady.
Since Brady's been involved
uh-huh.
in the whole baby thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that I like them together. So, could be.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I'm looking over my
kind
notes because I took some notes. Yeah.
Kind of a quick rundown this time.
Yeah, because all the storylines that, and those are basically, I think, all the storylines, because I kind of did looked over what Carrie had done on the recap for the Diva, and I kind of wrote some things down, and I don't know if there's any other things behind the scenes going on. Well, I know they've been on hiatus for, what, like 7 weeks or almost 2 months now. Yeah. Almost 2 months. I think they're coming back next week. I know that. I think that's when they start back next week. So everybody's been on a long vacation. Whether that's going to catch them up a little bit, I don't know, or how far behind they're going to be. But that'll, you know, it should catch them up a little bit, that maybe they're not
yeah,
going to be 6 months
bit.
Ahead. I don't know.
Maybe.
That'd be nice. You would think if they're off 2 months, but I don't know how many months they had all in there. So we do have one caller we can take before we wrap
it up.
Okay,
sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, Bobby, yeah, she's the first one. And, hello? Oh, they just dropped. I don't know if it was Bobby or not. Don't you hate
hello?
That one? Yeah, they just... Yeah, the call just dropped.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It kept Log spinning. Like, I hit the mic. They just came. They were there for, like, a little bit, for, like, maybe 5 minutes, because they just came on about 5 minutes ago. And I hit the microphone, dropped. So maybe they'll call back a couple minutes. So, what was I going to say?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm so
557.
Blah.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hi, am I on?
Hello?
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 This is Diva.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Hi. Excellent. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. And what's your name?
This is Jeff. Yes, Jeff from Philadelphia.
Justin Philadelphia. Okay. Have you been listening to the show, or do you have any comments you want to make?
Yes, I have. Actually, I have a prediction.
Okay.
Okay.
It involves Days of Our Lives. I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, yep.
Well, with
so
everything
are we.
That's going on. Oh, yeah. With mm-hmm. everything that's going on, I think an incredible event is about to take place. Brady is going to spooge a big load into Stefano's mouth, and he's going to spit it all over Nancy's vagina and create a super baby.
Oh, really? One of those
oh.
crazy kind of things. Oh, well, I guess we just got us like a crazy caller here.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what was
yeah.
going on.
yeah, because now,
oh, well,
yes, because
have,
I just hung up on
nothing
him.
Better, yeah, nothing better to
yes.
do than that. Oh, well.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Very,
like, yeah, whoever that
very,
is, they must have found us somewhere out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, yeah. Yeah. So I just hung up on them, so whatever.
Good. Yeah.
yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's headed that direction, Marianne. You might want to hit that button.
Yeah, I just, yes.
You were trying to be nice.
No. What's that?
Oh, but you were trying to be nice and be respectful,
yeah.
unlike the caller,
yeah.
but, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, they
well,
just,
on that,
no.
on that note, on that visual
note.
That you were left with. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess, hate to end it on that note, but I really don't have anything else to add
mm-hmm.
for this week. But yeah, but I agree.
Yeah,
it's
I
good.
Think
it's,
we covered
it's pretty
everything.
Good.
Yeah,
I'd
it's
say
pretty
I,
good.
I really
so
like
the
I really
we're...
liked the show. It's been going well, doing well, and
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know how you know. Like,
let's
I know
hope
there,
that they. You know, I guess the writers have been doing
there
good.
Were a
I
lot
mean,
of
actually,
rumor,
was a little
yeah,
leery
yeah.
about Higley, but she.
Yeah,
been,
I mean, last week there were a lot of you know rumors and all this other stuff, but that's all died down now for some reason. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
anyway, all righty. Well,
all right.
It was good chatting with you, and
yeah.
sorry about
what
that to our to our listeners.
yeah,
had to
got the idiots
to that
out there.
But oh well, easily entertained.
Yeah.
people that are.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh well.
That have
okay.
nothing better to do with their lives.
Yeah.
On a
exactly.
Saturday night.
I know. exactly,
yeah.
but. All right.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Well, thanks everyone, and thanks
week,
Jen.
We'll
and,
watch the show this week, and yeah, bye, Jen.
Oh,
and,
okay. Wait, real quick. Jen in the chat room said about Hat. I think was she who people thought was Marlena during the killing spree. I don't know. And when everyone turned out to be alive, I don't know. Maybe
oh,
she was
okay.
on the Hattie about the Salem stalker
oh, okay.
killer. Maybe she
oh,
might have been on then, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's something I'll have to look up
oh,
and
okay.
I probably won't
yeah,
remember, but.
I just can't remember.
to look up the,
okay.
the Days
you,
of Our Lives archives.
Yeah, well.
There's been so many, yeah, so many stories over the years, so. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see everyone
all right.
Next week. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Bye, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.